Hello, hello. Welcome to Ain't Love Funny Bars opening. Well, we have some beautiful slam poetry, some live music for you today. Here's a flyer.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to Ain't Love Funny Bar.
Oh, it's you, guy from the Genius Bar, C+ Ken Doll Looking Man.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing here, genius?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
You told us that we couldn't change my buddy here's laptop because it was one day over the guarantee.
Warranty, right. Well, I hope that worked out for you. Here's a flyer.
I forgive you.
That's nice.
Whoa!
Hey, Dean.
Hey, I told you. Stuart is just fine. I'm not the Dean of Inktown in this bar. Just a humble C to the E to the O.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, are you excited for Hazard Lights? Best band in town. Thanks again for that booking. I can take over for you here now. You should prepare for the show.
Right, the show, yeah. All right, thanks. There's ink. Is that another new Hamilton shirt?
You all right, Bo?
Yeah, just looking for Evie.
I thought she was coming.
Well, Amber said she might have band practice or something. I haven't really heard since, like, 2 days ago, and I think maybe I'm still being a burden, you know, and I'm not sure.
Hey, it's gonna be okay.
Thanks. Yeah, we've come a long way since September, huh?
Yeah, tis the life of a slam poet, I suppose.
S-L-A-M. Slamming down some poetry.
S-L-A-M.
This is a radio dramedy.
S-L-A-M.
We needed a transition song.
S-L-A-M.
Now we're going back in time.
Why do we write like we're writing out of time? Oh, I wish I could hide from Mr. Time like Optimus Prime. Thank you.
Zenk, that was literally gorgeous.
He literally just cited Hamilton again.
It's called an homage, Quinn. You wouldn't understand because it doesn't bounce like a basketball. And you know what? Also, those jerseys that you wore last week are not the
greatest thing ever. Don't insult the art of the baskets and the balls, you... Hide! Zenk, go get the door.
Why me?
Because technically, literally, you work in the office.
You're the teacher?
I was the assistant teacher.
Someone just get the door.
Fine. May I help you?
Hi, I'm Bo. I'm looking for Elle from Slam.
One moment. Do you know a guy named Bo?
It's Bo?
Allegedly.
Oh, let him in.
All right, okay.
Hello, Bo. Sorry about that.
You're Bo Yoshikawa.
Who are you?
Summer. I went to elementary school with Evie.
Yes. Wow. You've changed so much. With the glasses and the height and everything. All grown up. I'm sorry. Were you guys hiding?
We totally thought you were the dean.
And you wouldn't want him in his own office because...
Dean doesn't know that we use his office for this.
But it's the one room with a mini fridge and absolute privacy, so...
I see. Okay.
Anyways, circle up. Everyone, meet Bo. He's going to be joining us this semester.
And we should let him in because...
Well, after we lost,
You know who?
Yes, that person. This past spring, we needed a new recruit anyway. And you know how 5 is the magic number of poetry.
Oh my gosh, is that from like a poetry book for dummies?
Actually, yes. So, Bo here is a manager at Technofruits, and...
Well, actually, manager to be...
Excuse me?
Well, I'm actually still in sales, you know, but, you know, waiting for some forms.
Right. Specificity. You know, that's what poetry is all about, so you are absolutely on the right track.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyways, we just randomly met at the bar the other day, and he was telling me all about his lovely daughter and his recent love for poetry, and...
So you brought your new boyfriend?
No.
Oh, no. We aren't.
No, it's not anything like that. Well, I have a wife. Summer, you've met her before. Amber?
Yeah, I have.
Awkward!
Anyways... All right, you guys, let's say it together. Slam!
Poetry!
Oh, come on, Bo.
Poetry.
Louder.
Poetry.
Louder.
Poetry.
Now, yawp.
Excuse me?
You know, Y-A-W-P. Yawp.
I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world. Walt Whitman.
You know, the Poet Society.
No, I haven't seen that movie. I'll watch it tonight.
Please make sure to have a movie report on it next week. And Quinn, you're up.
Yeah. So this week I was shooting some hoops and thought, what if there was a poem about the rim of the basket?
Sign up today for limited editions that will be available everywhere easily. Do you want to save these puppies? There's 104 days of summer vacation.
Violet, I promise I'll always be there.
It's not about that, Pete. You can't just be there. You have to be there. I'm tired of having to justify why this is important to me and why I need you, when it should be enough that I am your wife.
You think I'm not enough for you, babe? You think you're not enough
hey,
for
Evie.
Me?
Hey, Evie.
Babe?
Rerun of Rock Out is on.
You are the most rocky
Evie?
Girl I have ever laid eyes on.
Is with her mom, right?
Ever since we were little elementary school...
Amber, you there?
Yeah. What's up?
Is Evie there?
Yep. We just finished up dinner. She's upstairs in her room now, though.
Okay, cool.
Great. Is that it?
No, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to check in. Say hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So, what's it like being a manager?
Oh, yeah. No, it's been great. Yeah, no, it's been really great.
I guess it was worth the move, then.
Oh, yeah, totally. Hey, have you seen the movie Dead Poets Society?
Yeah, Evie and I actually rewatched that the other day for her English homework. They're in that poetry unit, which works well with her poetry phase these
right.
days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's lovely. I'm happy to hear that. And how are you? How are you liking the new set of students?
They're a bit chaotic.
Yeah.
But you know how it is with college freshmen.
Yeah. Right. Gosh, just feels like yesterday that Evie was in third grade learning the multiplication table for the first time. And
she really couldn't remember 6 times 8 to save her life.
I know.
She'll be in college before we know it.
All grown up. Is she still, like, you know, does she still,
You moved away, Bo. And you knew she didn't want you to. I didn't want you to.
I know. Well, I know, but it was
for the family.
Yes. You know that.
Look, it's gonna be a while till she comes to terms with that. And in the teenage clock, who knows how long.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Sorry.
Can I hang up now? Bo?
I joined a poetry group.
You what?
I joined a poetry group.
Great.
That's it?
What do you want me to say, Bo?
I don't know. More than that. I thought you'd maybe be more intrigued.
Okay. Tell me more then.
Okay. Should I stay in it?
Do you want to?
I don't know. Well, I mean, their poems are kind of bad. I'm no expert in poetry. I mean, Evie's made that very clear, but... I mean, their poetry isn't even like poetry. I don't know. Amber, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
I think that you only went there once.
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, you got the invite for little Tommy's birthday, right?
Oh.
The whole family will be there, and
yeah.
I know
yeah.
you don't get along with my family, but he's your
Listen,
nephew,
I gotta,
and I
actually,
think it's really important that you go.
Hey, say hey to Evie for me. I gotta run. All right, bye. Should have said I love you.
Well done, Summer. Thank you for sharing your love for chemistry.
It was actually about Newton's laws of physics.
Same thing. I mean, poetry is all-encompassing, after all. Bo, you're next.
Okay. Hello, my name is Bo. I'm here to learn poetry, that's for sure. I'm new to Inktown. Ho ho. I met Elle at a bar and now I'm here, so hello. My name is Bo. And yeah, that's all. That's all I got.
That was absolutely beautiful, Bo. I remember meeting you like it was last week. And what a great time that was. And look at us. Now we're here.
We did meet last week.
Wow. And your poem really captured that riveting reality.
Not bad, 9 to 5.
I'm sorry?
9 to 5. It's my nickname for a corporate job human. Like, in basketball, we don't clock in and out. It's like this unspoken language between
One,
teammates
two, three,
where
four.
We like...
Get your head in the game.
Woo! Get your head in the game.
Excuse me, High School Musical is its own masterpiece of cinema. I cannot believe you forgot about the...
Poets, focus. Zinc, your turn.
This is Waiter by me, Zinc. Okay. Simple and plain and not much to ask from somebody. I matter to you. It's addictive the second you let yourself think. The things that one says just might matter
no,
to some.
No, no. What do you
Shoot.
Mean 13 going
that's
on whiskey?
That's the DNA.
Isn't
he was supposed to be
in
a meeting.
It even rhymes with...
30. I get it. Stuart? Hello?
Let me call you back. What's going on here?
I definitely did not rip off the musical The Waitress. Mine is called The Waiter. And I changed a few words, like...
Wow! You know, I really love that musical, actually. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
But seriously, Zink, what in the work-study students really triggered someone's trust issue shenanigans is this?
We are Slam!
And who are you?
I'm Elle. I was an assistant to Mrs. Peters in the English department here.
Dean Stewart, we are just humble poets who need a room to practice.
Please. Get out of my office.
Dean, I'm sorry.
Now. Out.
Wait, does this mean I'm
out.
Fired or...
get out!
Suspend it. Okay, well, please check out http://w.slammed/sumpoetry2.com.
Okay.
It's a secure website.
Thank you.
I promise.
Bye.
For what it's worth, I think 13 going on whiskey is marketable.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying.
So you aren't a teacher here?
Well, technically speaking, I, at times, you know, sort of part-time, theoretically, I am identified as, well, certainly, no, I sub at an elementary school now.
Well, this makes a lot of sense now.
And what do you mean by that?
Nothing, it's just, I think I'm gonna go home now.
See you next week.
Oh. Look, it's been great getting to know you all, but I don't think I can do this anymore. It's just that I have...
Poetry is dead. I'm sorry, class. Slam? Remember Slam? Over. Period. Dunzo. Comma. Semicolon. No. Period. End of haiku.
That wasn't a haiku.
Of course it was.
All right, well, I mean, I'm leaving, but you guys should definitely continue. Just meet somewhere else.
That's what she who shall not be named said.
Voldemort?
No, the one you're replacing.
What happened with him?
Her. And why do you care? You're leaving anyways.
Oh, I just got the call.
Are you serious, Dad?
Yes, I'm serious. I'm going.
Why are you even here?
Why I'm doing this?
I just thought you were going to change your mind or something. Whatever, it's fine. I don't want to talk about it. I'm busy. I'm doing homework. Can't you see?
It's for you.
Why do you keep saying that? But obviously it's not. So why don't you just stop trying to talk to me about it? You're literally moving away from your problems. Honestly, I don't even care anymore. You can just leave. Just leave.
I'm not running away, Evie. It's just for this job, all right? Mm-hmm. And it's for the best. You know it's for the best. You won't have to move schools, and your mom has a great job here.
Yeah, and you know what else? You get to get away from me and Mom.
Why would I need to get away from you guys?
I don't know, Dad. Why do you need to get away?
Evie, your mom and I are just fine. Okay, this move is literally for her and you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just keep telling yourself that.
Hey, how's that poem going?
It's fine. Why do you even care anyways?
Beau?
Huh? Sorry, what did you say?
You were leaving?
Maybe not.
There's only us. There's only
my mom is right, I guess.
No day but today.
Majored in astrophysics.
Rent, you feel me, Beau?
That's also really bad industry, so.
No, you know what? I'm not leaving.
Yup.
Guys, I don't know if I can do it.
Yup. L poetry is alive. You said that literally a week ago at the bar.
You matter to us, L.
Yup. Yup. Yup.
Yes.
Yeah, 'tis the life of a slam poet, I suppose.
Right. Hey, give me a minute, would you?
Sure. Backstage call is coming up soon, though.
Hey, Amber, you on your way?
Dad?
Evie?
Are you excited for Ain't Love Funny Bar's opening? We have some beautiful slam poetry for you tonight. Hey, Bob, thank you for stopping by. Welcome to Ain't Love Funny. Have I got a drink for you? Our premier drink, 13 Going On Whiskey.
Created by Surim Lee and Cassandra Xiao. Produced by Surim Lee. Written and directed by Surim Lee. Assistant Director Cassandra Xiao. Starring Kin Westrick, Vinice Olier, Monique Rangel on Wegbuzia, Axel Avenido, and Talia Henkin. Featuring Logan Kluche, McAllister Selva, Lillian Uren, Hunter Lutzberg, Piper Barber, and Harrison Gale. Intro and outro voiced by Tamron Hodge. Editing by Sydney Sharon. Assistant editor Olivia Stone. Audio engineering by Kyra Isabella Chen. Sound design and mix by Kyra Isabella Chen. Score composed by Sal Volpe. Theme song by Vincent Lay. Slam is a production of Lime Train Productions.